Hey everyone, I'm your host, Catherine Balsley, and welcome to Unpack with Kat. If this is your first time listening, hi, I'm Kat. I truly hope that you love it here as much as I do. And I really, really hope that you enjoy hearing what we talk about today. I'm so excited. If you're a returning listener, I'm truly sending you all my love. Y'all deserve the world, and I'm just so grateful to have a community like this. But I mean, y'all know me. I really don't have much left today. I really don't have a lot to say. I just want to get straight into the topic. I really love my faith-based episodes, and I'm just so happy that a lot of you love them as well. Off the top of my head, my only ask for today is just to feed what feeds you. If you really enjoy it here and if this is a space that you get a lot from, I would love it so much if you could leave a review on whatever platform you listen to this on. It just helps boost this space. And honestly, whenever I'm feeling discouraged about what I'm doing, the reviews provide endless reassurance. And for that, I'm just so, so grateful for everyone's such kind words to uplift me literally every single day. So yeah, that's all for me. I always like to remind y'all to take care of yourselves while you're listening to an episode of mine, whatever your body is asking for, if that's some movement, if that's to just relax, close your eyes, if that's to grab something to eat, something to drink, whatever feels good, whatever feels right. I just want y'all to take care of yourself while you listen to this. And without further ado, let's get into the episode. I'm so excited. So as y'all can see from the title of today's episode, we're going to be unpacking the value and the importance of checking in with God first before taking any action. And I believe this message is so powerful because for one, it's changed my life. And for two, I think it's a message that's timeless, which I love. I love timeless messages. Like, I'm going to eat up a timeless message. But it's also a message that can apply to every crevice of our life. And I love messages that do that. So I started really meditating and marinating on this topic because of an amazing sermon that my pastor gave. And it led me to really reflecting on the last few years of my life. And if you're a longtime listener, or if you're a recent listener, it's just like binge watched all my episodes. I've sat on here more times than I can count that these last few years have been so, so different from the rest of my life. And many of my episodes have actually come about because of that shift. And I'm like, okay, I always tell y'all about the gratitude. I'm always talking about the nervous system, the daily habits, the presence, the intention, the mindset shifts, and so much more. And I'm like, yes, that's huge. That's great. I love it. But spiritually, a major shift also happened for me in April of 2020 that I didn't even really pick up on until recently. And that shift was that when every single category of my life was in disarray, I mean, relationally, my health, my family, my finances, my education, everything I knew was in disarray. And I've shared that I didn't want to keep going. It felt like I had nothing left in me. I had no fight, no want, no motivation. But I remember my last ditch effort, my final thing. I was like, hang in there a little longer. I got one final card up my sleeve. And I remember just crying out to God, handing everything to God, and he took it and he handled it. And not only did he handle it, but he turned the entire situation around and in my favor at that. And so for me, from that point on, there's been nothing in my life that I haven't checked in with God about first. And for me, it's the understanding that I'm here today because of God. Everything I have is because of God. The grace surrounding me, God. The covering, God. And I just want to pause and say, the covering that God gives is why people can look at you and have no idea that you've been through what you've been through. Look at you and not see a single scratch in sight. That covering he can give is something different. And I had to add that, but the blessings, all God, the favor, God. Like, there's no second guessing it for me. I know it with 100% certainty because there is no earthly answer for the fact that I'm still standing today and standing in the way that I am. There just isn't. And I'm sure a lot of y'all can relate to this, but I personally get emotional every single time I think of certain situations and how they should have gone and how they went instead with God's hand in the mix. And so again, for me, once I really understand that, like, I had to lay that all out. I had to give all that context. But for me, there's no one that I trust more. There's no one that I resort to more. There's no one more credible to me. There's no one who stands on business more to me. Y'all get what I'm getting at? Like, if I'm going to turn to anyone, it will always be God. Especially for those of us that have hyper independence, I think this can be such, when we're used to people failing us, when we're used to just the human nature of people, having someone that we know will never fail us, having someone that we know has never lost a battle, having someone that we know can back up everything that we're saying can truly release a lot of anxiety and a lot of worry. So just wanted to say that. But I've just seen how turning to God with everything has really helped the progression of my life immensely, because I've stayed on his path for my life by doing so. And that's honestly the only path that I seek to be on. So my whole point in everything that I'm saying is that checking in with God first in every area of our life is powerful. And I want to really unpack, really dissect three key areas that I believe we should prioritize checking in with God first. The first area is checking in with God before you proceed. And y'all, when I tell you this has saved me from huge, and I mean huge, dangers, this has saved me from getting caught up with the wrong group of people, the wrong partner, the wrong job opportunity, the wrong career path, the wrong location for a trip, the wrong place and area of life to spend my money, the wrong time of night to leave a location, the wrong road to take on my way home. I mean, y'all, please hear me when I say this. Checking in with God before you proceed will change your life and likely save your life. And beyond that, it can also save you time, heartache, and headaches by saving you from unnecessary detours and unnecessary storms. But this only works, this only happens when we honor the response we're given. And I say this with all the love in the world, but it's so important that I harp on this, because sometimes we're the cause of the storm brewing in our life. We cause the crisis. And it's a hard truth to swallow. It's difficult to take that level of accountability. We hear like all the time, I didn't know better. I made the best decision I could with the information I had. And sometimes, yes, that is absolutely correct, absolutely valid, absolutely the truth, especially when we're still learning and we're still growing and we just aren't hip to many things in life. But as I've gotten older, I can sit up here and be honest with y'all. I've made decisions knowing it wasn't the right call, knowing my spirit felt unsettled, knowing God wasn't in alignment, but I did it because I wanted it anyway. Like, I feel like being real is key to authentic faith-based conversations. So let's be real today. We have all done things we know we shouldn't because we want to. Point blank, period. And so what I started to learn and what I had to really sit with myself and just be really honest with myself, I was like, Kat, you can't continue to check in with God and not honor what he's telling you, not listen to the warning, not hear the no. Like, this just can't work that way, babe. And it's clearly like, look around, it's clearly not even worth it. So what we're looking for and the importance of checking in with God before proceeding is his confirmation. Confirmation is to establish the truth, accuracy, validity, or genuineness. Essentially, to verify, is this what you want from me, God? Is this sent by you, God? Should I do this? Is this right, God? Please let me know. And there's two things I want to highlight. The first is, it's really, really important that you understand the word before in this. There's such an importance in checking in with God before you proceed, because it's before you're attached to it, before your heart is involved. In Jeremiah 17:9, it says, the heart is deceitful above all things. Like, the fact that it says all things just shows the power our heart can have. And I feel like many of us have probably already experienced in life, once our heart gets involved in a situation, it's often so difficult for us to see things clearly or make the call we know we need to make. It can become extremely difficult. And that's why things can continue for way longer than they need to, because our heart has a say. So when we involve God before our heart's involved, we can save ourselves from so much unnecessary turmoil. Really prioritizing this within my life financially has saved me thousands of dollars. And not prioritizing this and not really following what God is telling me has cost me thousands of dollars. This time last year, I was actually in search of a management agency because it was becoming super difficult for me to handle everything on my own. But there's so many agencies out there and I didn't know which one was right for me. So I remember bringing it to prayer, and within a few days, God revealed the agency he wanted me with. And And I honestly, like, again, I just want to be honest. I want to be transparent. I let my fears override. I was like, wow, that is definitely a long shot. I don't know about that. But I did reach out to them anyway, and I didn't really hear anything back. God was like, in my time, I'll make it happen. And I think a lot of us can relate to that. Like, when we know God is like, hold on, be patient. I've got you the job offer that's in alignment, but you've just got to wait for it. We're like, wait. It feels like there's no security in that. Like, for me, I don't feel, wait. What do you mean? So I remember I started receiving emails from various agencies that were willing to sign me right there and then. And they're promising me so much money. And of course, I'm like, oh, yay. Okay, cool. But I did pause. And I want to give myself a little pat on the back for that. And I took both of them to prayer. And God was like, no, none of them. Please wait on the one that I showed you. But he warned me, like, absolutely under no circumstances go with one of these two options. And I remember I sat there, I was tussling with that response. I was like, God, I hear you, I do, but I'm so overwhelmed with school. I'll pick the better option of the two. And again, I'm being honest with y'all, that decision, seemingly harmless in the moment, did end up costing me. I should have waited, because just as God promised, the agency that felt like such a long shot, felt like unrealistic, felt impossible, they did end up reaching out to me 2 months later. And so a huge struggle that I believe many people have is the ability to fully trust God and the ability to fully surrender, especially when it comes to finances. It can be incredibly scary and anxiety-inducing. So I feel you, I hear you, I see you, but I do want to like pivot back for a second and say that checking in with God did also save me, because he strongly advised against one option, and that ended up saving me from being stolen from. And it's crazy, because that agency was actually promising me the most money, the best opportunities, like they talked their talk. And if I hadn't gone to God and taken his warning and really pause before doing anything and taking any actions, what they were presenting me sounded great. Like, I would have gone with that agency. But it turns out that agency was run by long-term scammers who would prey on Black women within the industry, promise them so many things, end up representing them, and then take majority of their earnings. And I promise that I'm sharing all this because it connects to a bigger point here. I want to call out something super important, which is that the enemy also knows our desires. The enemy knows what it is we're waiting and hoping for. And with that information, he knows how to lure us. You have to understand that just because something appears that you've been praying for and wanting and wishing and dreaming doesn't mean that God sent it. And that right there was something really hard for me to swallow, but it's a very important thing to swallow. Some things are sent to set you up. And those agencies were sent by the enemy knowing that it would be difficult for me to wait, knowing it could be sent at a very convenient time to trick me and have me take the bait, taking me off track. And so another reason why it's vital that we check in with God before proceeding is for confirmation that it's even from him. Like, that part right there always gags me, always does. And I just want to remind y'all that a little bit of time we spend waiting for the confirmation is absolutely nothing compared to the amount of time and money we can waste being caught up in the wrong opportunity. I also want to highlight the importance of prioritizing this romantically as well, because when I tell y'all this has cost me, like, we could be here for hours talking about how this has cost me. And so at a certain point, I feel like a lot of us can get frustrated. I'm not going to keep making the same mistake. I want to do things differently, and to do things differently, I have to go about things differently. And so I remember before I even took action on, am I going to jump into dating, before I'm even in that space, I was asking God, do you think I'm ready for this? Is this in alignment with your plan? Should I continue to wait? Like, what are we thinking? And so once I got the confirmation to proceed with dating just as a whole, I remember being on the app and I'm praying over my profile, like, God, guide me on which prompts to use, which pictures. And it's crazy, because when I talk to my boyfriend now, I'm like, why'd you swipe? Because he's like, you look beautiful. But one of my prompts, and the way that I just like authentically answer the question and just was just me, is a huge reason. And I'm just so glad that because I do feel like there's this, you know, a feeling to just be cool on a dating app. Like, I'm not really trying to show y'all. But allowing God to be in even that small part of the process with me is everything. And moving on and beyond that, when it came to matching and messaging people back, like down to the nitty gritty, I kept turning to God and asking for confirmation before even messaging somebody back. And so after a short while, I had 4 to 6 men that were like, okay, I want to take you here. I want to do this. I want to do that. And this part never fails to amaze me because I would present each option in prayer, asking God to let me know, should I even move forward with the date? Is this in alignment? And he intervened every single time I asked. Like, for example, one day, I have the plan set in stone. I'm over here, I'm picking out my outfit. I have a random rash developing out of nowhere. I gotta cancel, and I'm like, dang, I asked God to let me know. He's letting me know. And another guy, he texts me like literally 2 hours before we're supposed to go. Like, I'm about to start my makeup. Like, I'm just like, okay, yay, about to go to dinner. God is cool with this, cool. But he ends up texting me, I actually just got the biggest migraine. It's so intense. I don't want to have to cancel, but I think that I have to stay home today. And I'm like, wow, God, I hear you loud and clear. You're doing a big one. Like, my boyfriend currently is the only one where nothing intervened, where nothing came up, where I had a sense of calmness, where I was given confirmation, and I wouldn't have it any other way because I know firsthand the way being with the wrong partner, it can take you so far off of the path that God wants for your life. Like, it can just stray you so far. And I'm not saying that you can't come back. I'm not saying that you can't heal. I'm not trying to say that, but it can just really, again, cause unnecessary turmoil. And if something is preventable in my eyes, like, why would I not? Like, why would I, if this doesn't have to happen, why am I gonna let it happen? But I wanted to just share two major parts of my life where I feel like this has been so meaningful and meant so much. But as I was mentioning earlier, this doesn't just apply to the big things. This also applies to the little moments for me as well. Like, God, is this route okay? Or should I take a different way home today? God, how about what I'm eating today? What are we thinking? Like, it can keep me from getting sick, keep me from getting into an accident, keep me from making a poor financial decision. Checking in with God for confirmation before proceeding on the big, the small, and the little things will help keep you on track across the board. The second area I recommend checking in with God first is before you share. Check in with God before you share with someone else what's on your heart, what's on your mind, what God has shared with you. If that's vision, if that's a blessing he's sending, if that's a promise he's making you. Like, sometimes we have to be real with ourselves. And again, I'm saying this with so much love. And we got to say, in what part of God sharing it with me did he say to share it with others? Like, was that really a part of it? I think one of the most dangerous things we can do is share something God has told us confidentially with people that don't have our best interests at heart. Because one of the most dangerous things in life is jealousy and envy. Like, people will kill over jealousy and envy. People will steal, people will destroy. And the key thing we have to understand about jealousy and envy is that it's activated and fueled by awareness and proximity. Let me say that again. Jealousy and envy are activated and fueled by awareness and proximity. And so with that, you have to be very careful what you're sharing. I remember I was given the vision for this podcast years before it came to life, and I didn't really go around talking about it. And honestly, that's just because at the time I didn't really feel a need to, but I'm so grateful that I didn't feel a need to, because I gave absolutely no one the chance to shut down my idea. Often the only reason people are in a position to stop us from doing something or starting something is because we've shared it with them. And even currently for me, I was really wary about sharing my dating journey online because I know not everyone watching me is watching with good intentions, but God told me, I'd like you to share these things and not these things. I'd like you to serve as a reminder that my timing is best. And regarding sharing blessings, he's like, not too detailed, but I want people to see me moving in your life. And as I'm speaking, there's some visions that I've been given for the next decade that I haven't really shared with anyone because it's not meant to be shared right now. And I know that God will let me know when it's safe to share. So I encourage you that while you're praying, definitely ask that God gives you the wisdom to wait and the patience to seek Him before sharing something. And beyond just sharing about you to other people, also seek God before sharing your opinion or your thoughts about someone else to them. Because the truth is, some people just aren't ready to see or hear what you have to share. And that's an unfortunate truth. It can cause great havoc, like we all know, when something just blows up because we try to tell someone we care about something and they just don't want to hear it. This can really often end friendships as well. My pastor gave us these tips and I would love to share it with y'all. I encourage you, before you share something with somebody, ask God, bottom line, should I say something to them? Yes or no? If it's a yes, move to question two, which is, when should I say something? Because we all know that timing is everything. Sometimes people can actually hear what you're saying, but your timing right now is terrible. And three, how should I say it? Because we all know the tone is everything. And it's not always what we're saying, but how we're saying it. And then finally, what should I say? Like, I promise you, asking these questions can save you an argument, and it can just save you so much by pausing before jumping to say something to somebody without really reflecting and asking God first if that's something you should be doing. The third and final area I recommend checking in with God first is before you freak out about a situation. I've said before on here that often when we don't check in with God first and a storm begins to brew, we give the storm more power than we give God. It's vital that we ask ourselves, am I compounding the crisis? Am I giving this more power than it deserves? Is this actually a big deal? Should I actually be this concerned? Should I be this worried? Should I be this fearful? Should I be this stressed? Should this be costing me my sleep? Like, for real, is this actually a big deal? I've said before that I think God makes it very clear when situations are a big deal and they're to be avoided, and we're provided major warnings when we're told a big NO. So I think that when a storm starts brewing that can look really big and look really scary, having a check-in with God first can reduce the size of the storm immediately. An example of this, like I've told y'all many times, when I was what felt like trapped in an apartment lease illegally, honestly, I remember I felt like I couldn't breathe. I felt so suffocated, so overwhelmed, so helpless. And then I checked in with God and He was like, it's okay, Kat. You'll be out of here by the end of the year. Just trust me. And I remember I came home. I got the biggest smile on my face. My mom's like, what happened? What happened? I'm like, I don't know how, but I won't be there come January 1st, God said. And I went up to my room and I just praised Him in advance to gospel music, literally jumping for joy and tearing up in advance. Same thing happened with my podcast. I did freak out when it went down. I did have a good cry because I felt like I was letting down my community. I felt like I was letting down so many of y'all that no longer had access to episodes that you listen to daily. And it was so heavy on me. But God was like, it's okay. You'll be back up. I still have plans for you to reach even more people with this podcast. Just give me some time. And financially, I've had moments where I'm like, hold on. Things are looking a little scary. And God's like, don't worry. Your needs will be met. It's on the way. No need to freak out. Like, God will let you know if this is something you actually need to be worried about, if this is an actual crisis, or if this is just a smoke show being sent to throw you off and induce panic, when in reality, everything is actually just fine. I think for me and the way my anxiety works, this has saved my life in many ways. Like, it truly has. I'm a super detail-oriented type A, just really organized, recovering perfectionist. And so I often give making a mistake on the most mundane a task way more power than I should. And so this concept in this area has helped my nervous system in ways I can't even express. It allows me to peacefully lay my head every single night thinking to myself, hey, I know what it looks like, but I know what God has said. And with that, I'm going to get a good night of rest tonight, because what is seen is temporary and what is unseen is eternal. Night, night, y'all. Like, this can and will change your life. I want to start to conclude this episode by saying that with all the three topics I've covered, it's important to understand that checking in with God for continual confirmation, emphasis on continual is also of great benefit to you. Often we think, well, God confirmed this one time. What more do I need? And we also might even feel like by asking again, we don't believe what God said the first time. But really, it means that we just want to be certain, because when God is continually confirming something for us, it leaves no room for doubt. And also, just because God confirms something in one season doesn't mean he's going to confirm it in this new season. You know what I mean? Like, a new season often requires new strategies and new characters. So some people and some opportunities and some ways of going about things were confirmed on a for this season only type of basis. I hope y'all get what I'm putting down. But yeah, the final thing that I want to say is that God truly does honor when we take time to ask for confirmation before we take action. And please don't let anyone tell you otherwise. Like, I know for me personally, someone might ask me something and I'd be like, hold on, I gotta check in with God first. And I can tell that irritates the heck out of them. They're like, I just want you to tell me. Like, don't let people rush you into saying something, rush you into confirming something, rush you into sharing something, rush you into freaking out about something before you take time to check in with God. Don't let him do it. Don't let him do it. Take your time. I feel like a lot of times there's this, again, I always say false sense of urgency. Of course, sometimes there is like a timely time to do things in, but at times, especially if you're very typey like me, I might get something and I want to give a response within the hour, not even giving 24 hours. Do you get what I mean? And I think that that's really harmful, like rushing to give a response just to give a response, even though I'm not really sure if this is the response that I'm really aligned with. And I've just seen how that's cost me, and how being patient, even though it's difficult in the moment, can save me so much. So don't hesitate. Hold on one sec. Give me a few. I gotta get back to you. Don't hesitate saying that to people. And I feel like the other thing that's coming to my mind is a lot of times it's like, okay, this all sounds great, but you know, where do I do this in? And I hope that I mentioned that all of this starts with prayer, and it starts with your time with God, and it starts in that quiet time, and it starts in that time that you set out and protect and make intentional and prioritize. But sometimes when we're not in our safe space, when we're not in a space that's super quiet, sometimes I will just like might be on the road, have a quick, God, what you thinking about this? What you thinking about this? Like, quick check-in. I got my eyes on the road. I can't even, what you thinking? And see where my spirit is leaning towards. I think that as we grow to create room for our body and everything to speak to us, you'll find that like, when something just isn't right, you'll feel it. You'll feel it in everything. Like, and so essentially what I'm trying to get at is that sometimes it can be in your room in the quiet hours where you're literally on your knees bowing and praying. Like, it can be in those moments. It could be at the 5 a.m. It could be at the we out in nature, feeling the trees, feeling the breeze. Like, I say that all the time. I think so many magical things have been dropped in my spirit in those moments. But I've also made important calls in the busiest and hectic of things when I stop and I prioritize checking in with God. And he honors that. And so again, if you're worried that like a response isn't of God, I would again just keep asking for continual confirmation. And when you allow your spirit of discernment to really just have room to speak to you, I promise you, even if, let's say, I've done this before, like I'm like, okay, I think this is, and I'm like, hold up, that's not it. Body's saying it's not it. Oftentimes we might feel like we said it, so we have to commit to it. You can back up, turn around, go the other way, go the way that you know that God is calling you to. Like, it's okay. It's okay. I've done that many times, pivoted many times in my life. And every single time I have not regretted it. So don't allow like just fear of pivoting to stop you from doing something. But I kind of feel like I'm rambling a little bit. I feel like I've gotten off my chest everything I want to say. I think this is a topic that, again, can cover so many different areas, but I wanted to really harp on these three. I hope that, like I always say, that if you're listening, you really feel like you got something from it. You really feel like this was valuable, this was intentional, this was insightful, this was informative. I love sharing my faith-based episodes because it's a time where truly, y'all, when I'm drafting the episode, I'm like, God, just speak through me. My prayer before I come on here is for God to just speak through me. And so if you felt like, wow, it's just what I need to hear, God hears you. He's listening and he's speaking through me. I am simply just the messenger. Do y'all get what I'm trying to put down? I'm just the messenger. And everything from this podcast is God's words to y'all. And I am just the person that it's coming through. So I have enjoyed this time with y'all. I enjoy the space so much. I hope everyone is doing well. I hope that everyone is just wrapping themselves in as much love as they can. I feel like we've got so much going on right now and so many resources I'll have within the details of my podcast where we can take action or where you can educate yourself or learn what's going on. So yeah, I'm sending you all my love. I really hope that you all are having a great week. If not, I hope that it turns around. Again, like I say, every single storm is temporary. If you're going through something right now, know that this isn't forever. It absolutely isn't. But again, thank you all so much for tuning in. I will see you in the next episode. I'm so excited already.